Just coming up to 8:48 here on News Talk Breakfast, Ciara Kelly and Kieran Cuddihy with you this morning. Now, a student saved the life of a drowning woman who became trapped in her car after it plunged into a river. The woman in her 60s is fighting for her life after the car she was travelling in with her husband left a road in County Donegal and ended up in a river. Andrew Johnson was the man who jumped in to save her, and I'm delighted to say he joins me now on the line. Andrew, first of all, I suppose, look, maybe take us back to the start. How were you up in this part of the world, and what did you see? What was the scene you came across?
Hello, good morning. Originally, I was due to be going to the Longitude Festival for that weekend. Only the week before before the incident occurred, I sold the tickets. So I really shouldn't have been there. I was supposed to be in work at 5:30. I managed to get out at 3:00. I was supposed to have my bag packed and ready to go straight from work. I didn't. I had to go unpack it. All those things led to me turning up there at the right time, the exact time that it had just occurred. We turned onto the road round the bend and seen from a distance there was a couple of cars that had stopped for whatever reason. We were unsure of the situation. Originally, I wasn't sure it could have been a guard checkpoint or anything of the sort. So as we approached, he kind of slowed right down and went past the first car and over the bridge, and we couldn't see in the water or anything. But there was a guy standing on the other side of the bridge, and I put my window down, and I didn't say anything. All he said to me was, "Can you swim?" And when someone says that, you kind of get a gist of what's happening. There's someone in the water, or something in the water that needs to be recovered. So I jumped straight out of the car, ran straight for the water, and never seen anything like what my eyes.
Yeah, what scene were you greeted with then when you got to the bridge and looked into the water?
It was very small kind of wreckage. There wasn't that much. There wasn't that much obstructions between the grass, the terrain, and the river that happened, but you could kind of, there was wee fence kind of wrecked, and there was buckets and things kind of just that were smashed a bit, so kind of knew where it was going. So we threw that there, and I just seen the car completely overturned. Four wheels were the only kind of, the four wheels in the base of the car were the only part of the car that was above the water level. So while I was taking this in, on top of the car was an elderly man lying there with his face completely covered in blood. Never seen anything like it in my life. While this was happening, I was still rushing towards the water, jumping in, just getting across the water on top of the car, and asked him, "Was he alone? Was there anyone else in the car?" And he said yes. He said his wife was in the car, so straight away, you know, you gotta get her out, like. So
he said the level of water up in the car, it was up to essentially roof level, except the car was upside down. So it was as good as fully submerged. And he said his wife was still in there.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted to hear. Like, I wanted him to say he was on his own and that he was the only casualty. But as soon as he said his wife was in there, like, and she's got to get out, and she's got to get out quick. Inside the car, I pulled the passenger door open. Obviously, the water was resisting me opening the door, but I was able to get it open with enough force. Took a breath, went down, and actually had to take my breath again because I didn't get my breath the first time, and went down and tried to get into the car a bit and was opening my eyes and I could not see a thing. The water was that dirty and that dark. I couldn't see anything. I mean, may as well have my eyes closed.
Did you just have to feel around to try and find her?
I was feeling around into the seat and like kind of up against the seat to see if she was maybe held in by the seatbelt or whatever. I could feel the partially deflated airbag around the area, and that's when I knew that she wasn't in between the seat and the airbag, so she wasn't in that seat. So I jumped up, resurfaced, and jumped out of the car and asked him, "Where is she? Where is she?" And he indicated with his hand that she was on the other side of the car, but I went to the driver's side. I mean, there was only him and her, that there was only two victims, so I mean, it indicates the other side. I thought you know, it's still the front because there's only two passengers. So obviously, my initial reaction was that it would be the two front seats that would be occupied. So I pulled the driver's door open, and the same thing again. I was kind of feeling around, couldn't see a thing, nothing there, no one there. So it resurfaced, and I kind of went down, and I assumed that it was three door. I was trying to get into the seats in the car to get in at her, but I couldn't. Then he kind of came down off the roof and went to the back door, and he pulled the handle of the back door, and we kind of pushed it open. We pulled it open.
Yeah.
Sorry, because the water was resisting it.
Yeah.
But and then like a few obstacles, like a few bags and jackets and things, then kind of came out, but just pushed them to the side. And
ultimately, then you found her and got her out.
I got her first thing to do, get her head above the water. You know, I was holding her up. And the fella Philip, I believe the husband, he was clearing her airways and giving her mouth to mouth while I was kind of doing chest compressions. I didn't really know what I was doing in truth, but I just kind of had to do something, you know. And
yeah.
But I mean, the water still at this point was up there, was the height of a car still. So I was holding her up above the water, and he was trying to do that all while. Most of our bodies were under the water. Then one of the onlookers, a couple had actually come down. One of them brought a garden hose, which we were able to kind of lasso within. Well, we kind of pulled ourselves in, and then we had the tricky task of getting her out of the river and onto the bank, because the bank itself was about a meter above the river, above the water level, so a meter of wet, slippy, mucky bank that you could, and it was vertical, though you couldn't get a foothold.
Yeah, but Andrew, look, obviously you ultimately did, and look, it's just an incredible tale, and as you said yourself, not what you were expecting when you had tickets to Longitude for that weekend, but look, I'm sure that that family will be forever in your debt. That's Andrew Johnson, who was visiting County Donegal for the weekend when he found himself on his way having to dive into a river and pull that lady from her car. Andrew, thanks very much for speaking to us.